ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभम् व्यास शंकरमयी ओम शांति 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 अहम् ब्रह्म अस्मि आई एम द ट्रूथ आई एम फुलनेस आई एम द होल दिस इज अ स्टेटमेंट ऑफ फैक्ट Which means I am itself has two factors, I and am. I stands for consciousness. Am stands for existence. I am means consciousness plus existence. In fact, we should not say plus. This consciousness, existence. Consciousness, which is the meaning of the word existence, is in the form of I am. I am means consciousness is existent. Consciousness is existence. World is means existence. Is means existence. Am means existence. And I means consciousness. So, existence is consciousness. Existence is consciousness. What is existence? Existence is consciousness. And we understood many times, analyzing this repeatedly, how consciousness is time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless. Therefore, it is implied by the word Brahma. In previous classes, we did understand clearly how time-wise, spatially, object-wise, consciousness is limitless. So consciousness is not subject to time, space and object limitations. Therefore, limitlessness itself is the nature of consciousness. Why consciousness is time-wise limitless? Why it is object-wise limitless? How it is spatially limitless? Being limitless is its nature. Being the truth, being the reality, being limitless is the nature. Swarupa. That's how it is. Therefore, limitlessness is the nature of consciousness. Therefore, it is implied by the term Brahma. And this consciousness is also said to be Shuddham Chaitanyam, pure consciousness, in order to distinguish it from the manifestation. We can simply say consciousness, Chaitanyam, Chit, Jnanam. Instead, we say pure consciousness, adding Shuddham to the word Chaitanyam in order to distinguish it from the manifestation. So what does the word manifestation mean? Being available for experience, enjoyment, perception is being manifest. Consciousness is timeless, means it is always there. There's never a time consciousness is not. Always consciousness is, means beginningless, endless, changeless. Anadi, anantam, avyayam. Anadihi, anantaha, avyayaha. Or you can use no neuter gender word, anadi, anantam, avyayam. Beginningless, endless, changeless. Doesn't increase, doesn't decrease. Being the beginningless, endless, changeless, it is the first and the foremost. Nothing beyond, before consciousness. Nothing beyond consciousness. Consciousness is beyond everything. Nothing beyond consciousness. Therefore, any knowledge is already there in the form of consciousness. Consciousness is the first and the foremost. There's nothing beyond consciousness. Even this word first and the foremost, we have to use only from the standpoint of the world, the manifestation. So is anadihi anantam avyayaha, anadi anantam avyayam chaitanyam is there. And it is the only source of all knowledge. Only source of all knowledge. Therefore, we use another term, jnanam. So any knowledge of anything in the world presupposes the knower. Knowledge of anything and everything in the world presupposes the knower. Now you can imagine in so many universities, in so many scientific centers, research institutes, so many researches are happening, so many facts are being discovered, so many have been already discovered, and in different fields, in medical field, science field, again, there again, physics, chemistry, in all different departments, so much is explored, so much is penetrated, so much is discovered. So many discoveries are happening, which means any knowledge, any discovery definitely presupposes the knower. There cannot be a discovery or knowledge without the knower, the discoverer. Of course, there is what is known. There is an objective knowledge. What is discovered? What is being discovered? What is discovered? This object of knowledge, object of discovery. The object of discovery, object of knowledge can be a subtler fact, subtlest fact, or gross things. Objects of discovery and knowledge also can be very, very subtle, great facts. But still, the very knowledge itself, discovery itself presupposes the discoverer, the knower. And who is this knower? Who is this knower? And every one of us has to say, I am the discoverer. I am the knower. Because from the standpoint of the world of objects, I am the knower. Because I know the world. I know the world. The world is known by me. So I am the knower. If I am the knower, what am I? Who is this knower? Who the knower am I? And now because we are all exposed to teaching for so long, you don't need to really explain again. It is very obvious, very clear for us. The physical body which we enjoy as an abode of enjoyment is part of the objective universe. The sense organs which are used as mind, as instruments of knowledge, also form part of the objective universe. The instruments of actions, subtle powers, are also form part of the objective universe. The physiological functions which keep this physical body alive also form part of the objective universe. The thoughts which rise, exist, resolve, all the thoughts, varieties of thoughts which constitute the antahkaranam, is also part of the objective universe. Even though subtlest, still, it is part of the objective universe. And this antahkaranam if we see, also is an object of knowledge. Therefore, who is the knower? Who is the knower of the antahkaranam? How the knower is? So, first I said, the knowledge of anything presupposes the knower. So, knower must be there before the knowledge. So, existence of knower is the existence of knowledge. Existence of knowledge is existence of the known. So, known, the known presupposes the knowledge. The knowledge presupposes the knower. Without the knower, how can there be knowledge? Without the knowledge, how can there be the known? So the known, knowledge, knower form Triputi. Triputi. The knower, knowledge, known. Jnata, jnanam, jnayam. You say jnatru jnana jnaya bhedaha. Jnatru jnana jnaya bhedaha. The knower known, the knower knowledge known difference is called Triputi Bhedaha. So the known, we understand, the knowledge presupposes the knower. Therefore, existence of knower is the existence of knowledge. Existence of knowledge is the existence of the known. Therefore, there must be first knowledge of the knower. Therefore, when you say, I am is what? Knowledge of the existence of the knower. In fact, knowledge of the existence of the self. Knowledge of the existence of the self is in the form of I am, which is a thought. Only then, knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of the world is possible. There can never be knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of the world is, the world shines, etc., without the knowledge of the existence of one's own self in terms of I am. So we say, if we say this knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am, this knowledge, is it there always? Does this knowledge of existence of the self in terms of I am, exist always. Is it there always? It is not there always. Therefore, this knowledge of the existence of self is not there always, comes and goes. If it is not there always, means what? It is just Adi, it has Antam, it has a beginning, it has an end, it comes and goes. So knowledge of the existence of self has a beginning and has an end. It comes and goes. When it is there, it is, we call it a waking state. When it is not there, it is called deep sleep state. It comes and goes. Therefore, the knowledge of the existence of the world also is in the form of a thought which comes and goes. Along with the knowledge of the existence of the self, the knowledge of the existence of the world rises. Along with the knowledge of the existence of the self, the knowledge of the existence of the world also goes, resolves, comes and goes. It comes, it goes, it doesn't go away for good. It comes again, it comes again, it comes again. Knowledge comes, knowledge goes. Knowledge comes, knowledge goes. Knowledge comes, waking state. Knowledge, you know, stays for length of time. Knowledge resolves. Again, knowledge goes back. This knowledge which comes and goes has a beginning and an end. Therefore, it is a manifestation of knowledge. Manifest knowledge. So the knowledge which comes and goes is manifest knowledge. It is time bound. That's why the whole experience of the world also, knowledge of the world also comes and goes. Knowledge of the self itself comes and goes. If knowledge of the world also comes and goes. So the known world also comes and goes. Why does the world come and go? In fact, the world doesn't come and go. The world always is there. But as though the world comes and goes. When the world comes, only then the world is existent. The world is as good as existent. When the world goes, it is as good as non-existent. Which means the world can never exist independently. The world comes and goes. The known world comes and goes. Which means the existence of the world presupposes the knowledge of the world. The existence of the world presupposes the knowledge of the world. Without the knowledge, the world cannot have status of being the known, being the existence. So existence of the world presupposes the knowledge of the world. The world also comes and goes means the world becomes unmanifest. The world becomes unmanifest. When the world is not known, the world is unmanifest. When the world is known, the world is manifest. The world is manifest means the world is available for experience. The world is available for enjoyment. The world is available for perception. The world is available for interaction and transaction. So when the world is not manifest, it is not available for transaction, interaction, experience and enjoyment. So world being known is world being manifest. World being manifest is what? World being existent. So existence of the world presupposes the existence of knowledge. Existence presupposes knowledge. And the knowledge presupposes the knower. Really speaking, the world does not go and come. The world is always there. The time is, space is, all these objects are always there. But still, the time, space and the entire world of objects, everything will be as good as non-existent when the world doesn't become manifest. Which means for the world to become manifest, thereby to have the status of being existent, there must be knowledge of the existence of the world. And the knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of the world is possible only if the knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am. Therefore, what is that which lends existence to the world? I am, therefore the world is. I am must be there for the world to be there. The whole world enjoys its existence in knowledge of the existence of the self. Time enjoys its existence. Space enjoys its existence. The world enjoys its existence in the knowledge of the existence of the self. Therefore, I am is the knowledge of the existence of self, which rises in him of a thought, which exists in him of a thought, which resolves. This is, the knowledge is the light. See, if this knowledge is not there, the whole world is unmanifest. Means the whole world is covered in darkness of ignorance. The whole world is covered in darkness of ignorance. Then the world is as good as non-existent. When is it covered in darkness of ignorance? Whenever the knowledge of this existence of the self, obtaining in the form of a thought, it is resolved, that knowledge which comes and goes, as I said, when the knowledge goes, knowledge resolves. Knowledge resolves, then there is ignorance. That ignorance, when there is ignorance, means is darkness. Why? The whole world is covered in darkness of ignorance. The entire object, time, space, the entire world of objects which exist within the realm of time and space remains covered in darkness of ignorance. The world shines in the light of knowledge. The world remains covered in darkness of ignorance. I'm repeating this sentence. The world shines in the light of knowledge. of existence of the self, the world remains covered in darkness of ignorance. So what is that light in the presence of which the world shines? What is the darkness in the presence of which the world remains covered? When the world is covered in darkness of ignorance, the world is as good as non-existent, non-transactable, inaccessible, imperceptible, non-enjoyable, non-experienceable. So what is that knowledge in the presence of which the world, whole world shines when the world is manifest? It is jnanam. So the light, knowledge is light, ignorance is darkness. There is no light other than knowledge. All the so-called sources of light shine as part of the world. All the sources of light, imagine all the sources of light, sun, moon, fire, lightning, all the sources of light, including your sense powers, which are also lights. Each sense power illumines its corresponding object. All your sense powers have to be included in the sources of light. External sources of light, sun, moon, fire, lightning. Now we can say all those electric, all sources of light are all objects of which form part of the universe. So all the lights and the everything, the whole world shines in the light of knowledge. There is no greater light than knowledge. And all the lights, so-called lights, sources of light, and which form part of the world, are as good as non-existent. Then all the lights remain covered in darkness. All the sources of light which form part of the universe remain covered in darkness of ignorance. Therefore, what is this knowledge? When it is not there, there is ignorance. There is, in the presence of ignorance, there is absence of there is presence of knowledge, there is presence of ignorance. In the presence of knowledge, there is absence of ignorance. In the presence of ignorance, knowledge is unmanifest. I'm not using the word ignorance, but knowledge is absent. Knowledge is never absent. In the presence of knowledge, ignorance, there's absence of ignorance. In the presence of ignorance, knowledge is unmanifest. Which means, and we've been seeing in all the many classes, this knowledge and ajnana, knowledge and ignorance are nothing but two different conditions of the power. Knowledge is power, ignorance also is power. Are there two powers then? No. There's only one power, only one Shakti, but given two different names. When the power is manifest, it is called jnanam. When the power is unmanifest, it is called ajnanam. Therefore, this knowledge of the existence of the self is a manifestation of the power. So knowledge is power. This unmanifest knowledge also is power, which otherwise called ignorance. Now, what is the powerful? Where does the power exist? What is the locus of the power? Where is power located? What is the source of the power? The source of the power is the reality. And that power alone, that source of the power alone is the reality obtaining in the form of consciousness. And that consciousness reality alone is distinguished as pure consciousness from this manifest knowledge. Pure knowledge is distinct. The adjective pure is added to the knowledge as pure knowledge to distinguish it from the manifest knowledge. So the source of the power is pure knowledge. The manifest power is knowledge. Source of the power is pure knowledge. Manifest power is knowledge. And the manifest power knowledge is called vritti jnanam. Source of the power is called pure knowledge, swarupa jnanam. Vritti jnanam is manifest knowledge, the thought. And the source of the knowledge is swarupa jnanam, pure knowledge. Therefore, what is only manifest knowledge and pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is the reality, which is the source of manifest knowledge. There is no ignorance. Ignorance is just the name when the power is unmanifest. What is only knowledge. Absolutely, there is only knowledge. Why? Because the manifest power of reality is knowledge. And the source of the power, manifest power, is pure knowledge. Ignorance is only the name given when this manifest power, when the power is unmanifest, it is known by the word ignorance, ajnanam. Actually, what is only pure knowledge, the only source of all knowledge. Only the powerful reality, the only source of the powerful reality is pure knowledge, the only source of all knowledge, all manifest knowledge. That is why no knowledge is ever created. No knowledge is ever created. So knowledge is discovery of what is already. There is no new creation of knowledge. So discovery of what is already is knowledge. Now, if the source of knowledge is one and the only reality, the pure knowledge, pure consciousness, a pure awareness. We use three words. Swamiji likes three words. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. All the three words are synonyms. As a source of knowledge, three words are synonyms. In relative context, we may use differently. But as a source of knowledge, as a source of the power, we can say, a source of the power is what? Only source of power is only, all the three words are synonyms. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness is the, that's how reality is. So powerful reality, the only source of all knowledge is all powers, source of all powers. So all knowing, omnipotent reality, you are definitely all the objects shine in the knowledge or light of knowledge. The entire world shines in the light of knowledge means, now you can understand, the entire world is pervaded by the light of knowledge. Therefore, this source of knowledge is all pervasive, omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. You have to understand exactly here what I'm saying. And it is this reality, the all power, this all powerful, all knowing, all pervasive reality is given the status of being the Lord. The Lord, Ishwaraha, Ishwaratvam, which means there is definitely no God, Lord other than the truth. If there is a God, if there is a Lord, this God, this Lord is this truth. Definitely we can say there is God which is in the form of the truth. There is Lord in the form of the truth. This, even this Ishvara status is, the Lord status is attributed because of the powerfulness. This power of knowing it is this power, being endowed with this power, this reality is given this Ishvara status. Therefore, whole world shines, the known world enjoys the status of being the known because it shines only when it shines in the light of the knowledge, which is manifest knowledge, manifestation of knowledge, manifestation of reality, manifestation of power. Therefore, the whole world is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, we have to say the whole world is the Lord. The whole world is the Lord means the whole world is Ishvara's form. Vishvam Rupam Yasya Saha Vishvarupaha. The Lord is Vishvarupaha. Lord is in the form of the universe. Now, tell me, what is only Lord or not? Is anything which is not the Lord here? Everything here is the Lord. Therefore, now you can say the Lord is, all that is here is the Lord, Lord is Brahma, therefore all that is here is Brahma. Everything here is Ishvara, Ishvara is Brahma, therefore everything is Brahma. Okay, now you understand this, two-fold manifestations. Aham Asmi Idam Asti. I am, this is. See, lot of things are old information, and nothing is new here. But I just wanted to see here. Aham Asmi Idam Asti. I am, this is. I am, therefore, this is. This I, the pronoun I, stands for the knower, and this stands for the known. Knower and the known. I stands for knower, this stands for the known. Now, please see this. I itself is manifestation of the knowledge. So I am is manifestation of the knowledge. So the knowledge of the existence of self itself is what? Manifestation of knowledge in the form of a thought. Similarly, this is, the world is also manifestation of the knowledge of the existence of the world also is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, the two different vrittis, two different thoughts. So, knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am being manifestation of knowledge. And all that exists in the world is also what? Manifestation of knowledge means for both manifestation, the two different thoughts, source of manifestation is one and the same. Where does this knowledge of the existence of the self in terms of I am obtaining in him of thought rise? Where does it rise? And the same truth is a truth from where the knowledge of the existence of the world also rises. Isn't it? So knowledge of the existence of the self, knowledge of the existence of the world, both are nothing but thoughts which rise. Which are thoughts means any thought is manifestation of knowledge. The manifestation of knowledge is in the form of a thought. Any thought is manifestation of knowledge. If you understand every thought as manifestation of knowledge, or manifestation of knowledge in the form of a thought, we understand how many sources of manifestations are there. The source of manifestation of any knowledge, any thought is one and the only truth. There's only truth. The source of manifestation is one and the only truth. Therefore, any manifestation is mithya. I come to the point. You know, all these facts are already understood. So what is it I want to highlight today? Any manifestation is mithya. Why? It comes and goes. Manifestation is dependent on the source of manifestation. The source of manifestation is satyam. The manifestation is mithya. So manifestation of knowledge, the manifestation of knowledge of the existence of the self and the world, the thoughts, mithya. Any thought is mithya, manifestation is mithya. The source of manifestation alone is satyam. Therefore, the knower status is mithya. Please understand. The knower status is mithya. The knowledge, the manifestation of knowledge in of thought, which is manifestation, is mithya. The known is also mithya. The knower status is mithya. The knowledge, manifest knowledge, is mithya. And the known is also mithya. Therefore, knower, known, knowledge difference is also mithya. So the knower, known, knowledge, triputi, bheda is also mithya. The known is mithya. Why? The known is purely dependent. The existence of the known is dependent on the existence of knowledge, manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, the known is mithya. The manifest knowledge is mithya. The manifest knowledge is dependent on what? The knower. Therefore, it is also mithya. What about the knower status? Knower status also is mithya. But what is that which enjoys the status of being the knower? Is the source of knowledge. The source of knowledge, the source of the power alone is satyam. So the absolute reality, the pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, the pure awareness alone is satyam. And the pure awareness is the pure existence. And it is. Why pure consciousness is? Why is it? Because existence is its nature. Being existent is its nature. It is. And what does it depend upon? Nothing else. Therefore, self-existence. What does consciousness depend upon for its existence? What is consciousness dependent on for its existence? Nothing. Swayam Jyotihi. Swayam Jyotihi. Swayam Tishtati. So it is self-existent. That is why we say reality is ever of the nature of self-existence, pure knowledge. I want you to see the meaning of this word self-existence. So satyam, if you take the truth, the reality, absolute reality means consciousness. Why? That alone does not come, does not go, does not change, does not depend upon anything else for its existence. It is the only source of all powers. You say all powers, you have to say the power of knowing is the power of desiring, power of activity. There cannot be power of activity. There cannot be power of desiring without the power of knowing. So power of activity, power of desiring, and actually power of knowing are all threefold expressions of the only power of knowing. The only power of reality, manifest alone, is one of threefold powers. Therefore, you can see all these three powers manifest everywhere. Every living creature, you can see that. And every non-living thing, it is unmanifest. And all the powers put together is, we say, potency, potentiality is what now? Omnipotent. Omnipotency, the source of all potency, potentiality is the reality. So when you look at as the Lord as omnipotent, as omniscient, omnipresent, we give these Ishvara status is attributed to the Lord. Otherwise, there is no Lord. Other than the truth, there is no Ishvara. Therefore, now you can say, Aham Brahma Asmi means the aham, there is no jiva Ishvara bheda. What is Ishvara? When the power of knowledge manifests, the total power of knowledge manifests is the world, which is Ishvara. And every individual being which is part of the universe, which is total power of the total manifestation of the power, is actually a fraction of manifestation. The whole universe is, the whole universe is manifestation of the total power of the reality. Every individual being is manifestation of fraction of the total power. Therefore, whether and a fraction of the power is non-different from, non-separate from the total power. Therefore, you can say there is no difference. The source of the power being one and the same. For the total, the source of the total power is the source of the fraction of the power also. Therefore, in manifestations, the difference is there. Difference also is mithya. Because manifestation is mithya means difference is mithya. Difference is not tucham. We don't say there is no difference at all. Difference is relatively real, empirically real, objectively real. Absolutely, it is not there, not real. Difference is absolutely not real. And what absolutely real then? Differencelessness is absolutely real. The source of the power being one and the same, and aham and idam happen to be only manifestations. Aham also is manifestation, idam also is manifestation. The difference is only in manifestations. Difference is only in manifestations. And the temporary mithya difference between mithya manifestations. Aham is manifestation, idam is manifestation. But a source of the manifestation, it is not, there's no difference. Therefore, absolutely, there is no Jiva Ishvara Bheda. Ishvara and Jiva are twofold manifestations. Idam Sarvam, when you say this whole, including Aham is what? The whole is Ishvara. And Aham is what? It's also manifestation. Idam also is manifestation. Difference is only in manifestations. There's no difference in source of manifestation. Therefore, absolute Aham Brahma Asmi. Aham Idam Sarvam. There's no Jiva Ishvara Bheda. Jiva and Ishvara are essentially one and the same truth. There is no Jiva other than the truth. There's no Ishvara other than the truth. So Jiva is also a name. Ishvara is also a title. Two different titles, two different names given to one and the only truth, the source of knowledge. In keeping with the manifestation. In keeping with the form associated with. The manifest knowledge associated with a small individual body mind and complex is given the name Jiva. The manifest knowledge associated with the total cosmos is given the name Ishvara. Knowledge of everything is Ishvara. Therefore, absolutely, there is no difference between Jiva and Ishvara. Therefore, Aham Brahma Asmi. So definitely, I'm sure you have understood very clearly. There's no doubt at all in what is being said. But now you have to be thinking of this all the time. Which means only the assimilation alone will help us enjoy the benefit of the teaching. Other way we understand, but still in situations, we are different. Means now that we don't have understanding, now we need to be dwelling upon it. We need to really give time for dwelling upon it. You don't need to worry about how much is there to be known, how much is there. This is a fact which you are seeing right now in the class. You must be able to dwell upon it. So here onwards, I request you to really dwell upon the teaching. And any doubts you have, suppose when you really start thinking, if you have any doubts, and please feel free to ask me. We can clarify the doubts and we'll continue this next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.